views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Are you ready to find and embrace your purest self? Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. Journey to your purest self now with your host, Jessica Dooley.
Hello everyone and welcome to Purely You Radio with Jess. I am Jess and I am so glad that you're here with us today. Over the next hour, we'll be discussing how important it is to offer gratitude and to feel from the heart. We'll be talking about the law of attraction and the growth that comes from self-reflection. It's going to be an awesome show today, so stay with us here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Joining me is a beautiful friend of mine and a gal who I've had the honor of watching grow and evolve over the last few years. Her name is Allison, and she is a lover of life, a full-time gratitude speaker, and loves the power of now. She has a love and a passion for being a light worker and helps put life into perspective for those that she serves, guiding them to understand their emotions and why those feelings exist. She loves having soulful conversations and raising people up around her. Allison is attuned to Reiki 1 and 2 and uses energy healing to heal from the heart. I'm so excited that you're with us, Allison. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
Absolutely. It's going to be so much fun. Yes. So I know you and I know a little bit about your journey, but our listeners, of course, do not. So I want to start today just by helping them get to know you a little bit. So kind of tell me about your journey, where you started, and how you got to your current version of Purely You.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go back to the time where I got introduced to you from my sister, and she suggested going to you for Reiki healing, and that kind of opened up the door for me as far as energy goes, and I started this, you helped me heal a lot of things, and then it went from that to I did a personal development course last year. And within that, every month we worked on, a chakra and healing stuff from our past and old wounds and elevating from that, because there's certain traumas that we have that, you know, we experience from a young child on, and mm-hmm. we can store that within us. So I worked a lot on healing my past and healing a lot of things that, you know, I've done and I've experienced. And mm-hmm. so that is a huge part of my journey, and it's led me into different aspects, my practices that I do now, every day in the morning, and, and the different journeys and experiences that, all of this has led me to. So
mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was kind of the start of that for you. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're a huge impact, and I appreciate you so much, because it's like, there's like just something about you that everywhere you go, you me with you, and I appreciate that tremendously. So
we're just meant to journey together, dear. That's all. But I love it. Talk to me about this personal development course. Talk to me about what led you into that and where you found it, how you found it, what part of you decided that was the course you wanted to invest your time into. Let's talk about that for a minute.
It was kind of a divine inspiration, because sometimes when you mindlessly scroll on Facebook late at night, I got sucked into listening to this lady talk after going to yoga. And she was like, it's like she was speaking directly to me. So I sent her a friend request, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I just love everything she's saying. Mm-hmm. And so then it was like, all of a sudden, those groups pop up. And so then there was a group that popped up called The Power of a Woman. And so I joined that group, and then she was on there saying she was going to do this course. And I'm like, do I say yes to myself and, you know, see what this is? And I, you know, and I did, and it was like the, you know, the money in order to work with her was like a large amount of money. And I'm like, well, I don't have that money. And then all of a sudden I was, you know, gifted a check for that money. And so there were all these signs that like led me that I needed to do this and do this course and work with her, you know? And so, and within doing that, you know, always Facebook, you know, like there's always something that pops out to me. And I was one night, like my feet were vibrating and I couldn't sleep. And so I go online and boom, there's like a Reiki certification class. And so I decided to sign up for that. Cause the, you know, and the money for that was like $444. I'm like 444. I'm like, I've been seeing that number all the time, you know, so there's different synchronicities and angel numbers that were popping out to me. And, you know, so led me to the path to do the Reiki 1 and 2, you know? And, so as far as like the, you know, evolvement of me, you know, like everything has been like, you know, you just have to be aware of the signs and what's around you and, you know, listen to the little nudges that are given to you, you know, to evolve and go in the direction of, you know, the light. So.
Isn't that just a perfect little nugget of wisdom? So often I think we ignore the signs, you know, you hear people pray, you know, say, well, I've prayed for this forever. Or, I've asked for this, or I've set this intention and then it's provided for them and they don't listen.
Right.
Those answers are there right in front of you. And until you start to recognize and be aware of those signs, you kind of continue to walk blind through your life. And so, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a huge thing is, you know, you have to be aware and you have to look for the signs and you have to listen to the nudges and you have to, you know, listen to what's inside you, you know, and be open and take the jumps to do certain things.
Yes. And to invest in yourself. And you said that too, that this course, is this something you can spend the money on? Is this something that you take the initiative to invest your time and your energy in, that hour out of your day or whatever that looks like? But it's so very worth it.
It is.
We're talking life-changing things here, and that's huge. And that takes you so far and helps you to grow and to evolve and to become the person you were meant to be. But none of that happens without following those nudges and listening to your intuition and knowing that it's okay to invest in you and to put some money down on your own self and your own growth. And, you know, I was listening to another podcast the other day, and one of the things that they had said is that nobody judges the pro athlete for working out in the off season. You know, nobody judges that person for continuing to work on the thing that makes them them. And here we all are wondering if we can put a little bit of money down on a course just to grow a little or pay for a massage or, you know, put some money into a weekend retreat or whatever that looks like. And we're so quick to commend other people for doing those things and very easily able to walk away from doing that for ourselves. I love that you were able to embrace that and kind of keep working on your journey and continue to move forward.
And I think a key thing, you know, like with, you know, self-love, you know, and doing those things for yourself is a great thing to, you know, in order to move forward in life and in order to attract good things to you, you know, you need to be happy. You need to have the flow of, you know, and I have a mantra every day I wake up, I'm like, this is going to be the best day ever. You know, everything is always working out for me, you know, and having the mindset that things are always going to work out for you, or this is going to be the best day ever, and keeping your vibration at a high vibration, you know, you need to do those self-love things in order to grow as a human and grow as an individual, because, you know, it's so important to, you know, just don't coast with life. You know, we're here to grow. We're here to evolve. We're here to contribute to society in whatever way that, you know, is called for us to elevate the vibration of the planet. You know?
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love, and it's so important to start your day like that with some kind of positivity or some kind of feel good. And I believe that that's kind of the start of like our law of attraction conversation and knowing that what you put into the world is what comes back to you. And that it is our job on this earth, like you said, to raise the vibration and help to bring everyone around us up. And if we all did that, what a beautiful world we would live in, right?
Yes.
So we're just going to take a quick break there and come back to the law of attraction after our break. Allison, if you would just for a quick minute, tell everyone how they can find you.
I'm mainly on Facebook, and, I have, My healing page is Heart Flow Energy Healing. So I have that on there. And then you can search me on Facebook. I'm Allison Claussen. That's my first and my last name.
Beautiful. And you can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com, on Facebook and Instagram at purelyyouhealing as well. So with that, we'll just go for a quick break and we'll be back shortly.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. I'm Jess, and today my guest is Allison Claussen. She's here and she's talking to us right now about law of attraction and manifestation, how the two tie together and how to bring that into your life. So Allison, just before the break, we kind of talked about how you start your day with that positive affirmation that, you know, today is going to be the best day ever. Why did you start doing that, and how have you seen your life change since you started?
I think affirmations have become a huge part of my daily routine. I have affirmations posted on post-it notes all over my house, in my bathroom, on my mirrors, yeah. Kitchen counters, you know, like it's everywhere. And I think the positive, thinking is a main thought of like bringing more positive to you because, mm-hmm. you know, the universe has a law of cause and effect. You know, what you put out, you attract back to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I made it a point to, you know, try to flow positively. And, every day I wake up, it's going to be the best day ever, you know, and I start every morning. Rhonda Byrne, she's wrote the book, The Secret. And she also has, you know, a couple other books, The Power. And she has a book called The Magic, and it's 28 days of gratitude. So last month I started the book, and, you know, for 28 days, you read the book, you write, you know, 10 things that you're thankful for every morning. And I start my morning listening to, a nice binaural beat with like a, you know, music that, you know, has different brain waves and, you know, like the theta waves or, mm-hmm. you know, different things to work with your brain. And then as I'm doing that, I write out my gratitude and the things that I'm thankful for. So before I'm even out of bed, I have listed 10 things feeling within my heart, because your heart space is like one of the most powerful, you know, spaces yeah. that you have. And I am thankful with my heart, and I start my day out with gratitude and what I'm thankful for and having good things, you know, and being thankful for what you have, because if you're not thankful for what you have, you can't attract better things to you. Mm-hmm. So with the, you know, law of attraction, I'm thankful for my house, and I'm thankful for, you know, you can be thankful for the pipes that go through your house, the water, and all of these things, because, you know, being grateful for what you have brings more good things to you. And that's mm-hmm. a huge part of the law of attraction, because, you know, it's all about the vibration that you emit, you know, from who you are. Yep. And being positive and having that positive mindset, you know, you can't have negative thoughts when you're in the flow of gratitude.
Yes. And you know, there's so many things in our life that we have to be thankful for that go completely unnoticed. You know, like you said, the pipes in your house. I mean, if you've ever experienced any kind of plumbing issue, you truly begin to be grateful for how awesome it is when all of that works the way it's supposed to. You know, yeah. Being grateful for your health every day. You know, do we even think about it until the day happens that you aren't healthy, that you wake up with a cold or you wake up with a tummy bug or, you know, whatever. And then you're like, man, it was really awesome when I could breathe through my nose. I was really grateful for that. And you don't take the time to appreciate it. So starting your day that way is a great place to start, and an awesome way to really kind of set the tone of your day into that place of everything is wonderful. You know, there is good in my world. There is good in my life. It's not all bad. The world is not crashing down around me. I have good things, and I've been blessed with good things, and there is great in my life. So that's a good place to start. When we talk about raising your vibration and that kind of thing, just for our listeners who might not know, I kind of want to dive into that a little bit. Sure. And talk just a bit about the different vibration frequencies or the different frequencies of emotions and processes and that kind of thing. So we know that gratitude, love, compassion, forgiveness, those emotions have a very high vibration and they feel good. We know that like depression and resentment and anger and grief have a very low vibration. And often when you live in a place of low vibration emotions or low vibration attitudes, you attract other things of that low vibration, because like attracts like, right? So when you start your day, like you do, Allison, in the morning, like you said, before you're even out of bed, right? Before your feet have even hit the ground, in this place of gratitude, you instantly begin to attract other good things into your life. You instantly begin to bring those high vibration things back into you, because like always attracts like. So that's awesome. I love that practice for you. And that you said, did that start with the magic, or was that something you were doing first and then came into with
I believe it started with a course I did last year. You know, mm-hmm. that was like another key component of like a thing that was infused in us in the morning to do, you know. And so I've been doing gratitude for over a year and a half, you know, mm-hmm. in the morning. And I have to say, you know, doing like the magic, it's gratitude on steroids, because every day it gives you, you know, a situation like there's health, there's relationships, there's money, there's like different aspects that she bounces between. And so you're focused on, you know, like you talked about your health, about not, you know, you're not thankful for it until you realize, you know, you have a stuffy nose. Well, the gift of health is keeping me alive. So being in continuous thought of, you know, this is good and I'm happy. And, you know, one of the things is with the last magic that I did last month, I was like, I'm going to manifest weight loss. I'm going to lose weight, mm-hmm. you know? And so, just by not even, I've started logging my food. That's the only thing I've done different, mm-hmm. but I'm down 14 pounds, you know, wow. from last month. And it's just, you know, I pray over my food. I give it Reiki. I give it love. You know, like uh-huh. I put my hand over my food and I focus and I feel in my heart space and I say, you know, love, 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 love. And so like I'm infusing my food with love. And I think, you know, and I'm grateful for my body and I'm grateful for where my body's at. And I'm envisioning the scale going down, and it is. And it's, you know, part of that is manifesting. Part of that is the law of attraction. Part of that is gratitude. Part of that is just positive thinking and being, you know, at a good vibration of trying to attract what you want in life.
Right. And coming at that from a place of positivity instead of a place of negativity. Right. I'm grateful for where my body is at.
I'm so thankful for like my whole morning rituals that I do.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's so great. I think it's so important that when you come from this place in the morning or over your food, even from this place of gratitude and, you know, I'm grateful for my body and where it's at right now, instead of on the flip side of that from this, oh, I just wish the scale, you know, showed a smaller number, or I just wish I didn't have these bad eating habits. You know, you truly come at that from, I'm grateful for my body and I'm grateful for where I'm at. And that's a great place to start. And that totally flips the script for you from this place of, depression and sadness about it to this place of gratitude and happiness and love. And that's what matters. And I think we are maybe just going to go to a quick break. I'm thinking we are having just a little bit of technical issue. So we'll just go to a quick break. You're listening to Purely You Radio with Jess on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll be back soon.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Purely You Radio. This is Jess, and I'm here with Allison. And, thanks for sticking with us through all of this. Today we're here, we're talking about all of the good things of life, like gratitude and law of attraction and manifestation. And before our break, Allison was just sharing with us that she starts her day in this place of gratitude and had spent last month manifesting weight loss, and how just the shift of her opinion about her own body and her attitude about where she's at on her journey totally changed the course of how her workout routine has been and what weight loss means for her now. So, Allison, if you just share with us a little bit more about that, we'd sure love to hear it.
Sure. Mainly I was saying how, you know, it's all about perception and who you view yourself as. You know, you have to have self-love. You have to love your body. You know, it took a long time to, you know, get to that point. You know, you don't automatically wake up in the morning and say you love your love handles and this is it, but you have to have self-acceptance, you know, like this is what's gonna, you know, this is what it is right now, but I have the power to change my current reality, right. You know, and it's about keeping that vibration up and, you know,
And how much better do you feel when you appreciate your body versus chastising your body?
A lot better because, you know, we had in the course that we did, you know, like there was a thing where we had to look in the mirror naked. How many people can look in the mirror naked, or let alone look at themselves in the eye and say, I love you? You know, like who has that they can do that, you know, and that's raw, like looking in the mirror and, you know, especially naked and accepting every single part of your body for what it is.
Yeah. What a powerful exercise that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyone who has never done that, I strongly encourage that. And if you aren't quite brave enough to stand there naked, look yourself in the eye and tell yourself you love you. Start with that. Start with the I love you and you are beautiful and you are whole and you are strong, and talk to yourself the way you would talk to your daughter, the way you would talk to your best friend, because you are it for you.
And that's right. You know, and then within this journey of yourself, you know, you have this essence of who you are as a person, you know, what's inside and outside, but we do have, you know, a stronger essence within ourselves of, you know, a higher being and, you know, like the spiritual side of, you know, who we are as people and, you know, having that within us as well, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're made from God and, you know, God is in us and, you know, you got to have that love for yourself.
You do. And the love that you were created in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You certainly find your peace in that, I think, for most people. So, you know, a lot of that is a whole lot of self-reflection and a lot of, kind of embracing and your own journey in your own life. And, you know, I think you had said kind of in the beginning of our show about, healing from your past and your experiences in the life that you had had and kind of what that looks like. And I know a lot of this came for you through your coursework, but what else? Or what do you do now moving forward that is about self-reflection or kind of digging into your own journey?
Digging into my own journey and, you know, trying to figure out the essence of who I am as a person. I mean, you can write stuff down on paper and have goals and, you know, like this is, you know, what I'm going to be and what I'm going to create and what I'm going to do. You know, you can write those wishes down, you know, but, and you have to have a time gap, you know, because if we were delivered things immediately, you know, that we asked for, you know, just think of how chaotic that would be. Right. So, you know, I have, you know, desires of where I want to go or what I want to do. And it's all about, you know, creating that reality. And I want to study, you know, like it interests me to study the mind and the consciousness and the subconscious of different things and, using, you know, our thought processes and all of those things to, you know, better our lives. Mm-hmm. And so I work with people on a daily basis and, you know, I'm a hairstylist. That's my main profession. And so I have the opportunity every day to make people feel pretty and, you know, make them feel beautiful. But I love having, you know, soulful conversations, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I love having that platform to like make people feel better or reflect in with themselves or raise them up, you know, or mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. And I think, you know, some of those soulful conversations are something that's becoming, it's rare. It's just rare in our society. And it's something that's so hard. And, you know, even like at the checkout line at Walmart, where people used to just have small talk conversation because you were waiting forever. And now we all stare at our phones, you know, so conversation in itself is becoming a lost art, but soulful conversation even more so, because nobody is really super excited to dig into some of that. And so it's so important that we are open to those things and that you are, you know, I love that you continue to do that and continue to bring that into people's lives for them and help them to reflect and be open to those intensity or to those deeper conversations, you know, to make a philosophy to be a part of just daily talk instead of a taboo subject, kind of. So I love that you bring that into your space for all of your people, whether they're in your chair or on your table as a client of yours.
Right. And like I said before, it's all about raising the vibration of the planet, you know, mm-hmm. that I think, you know, that's like a key thing. I labeled myself as a light worker. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it's important to bring out the good in people and to make them see who they are and make them, you know, realize that they have amazing qualities and they can, you know, bring them out. And, you know, by doing that and, you know, by doing energy work and healing work and stuff like that, you know, we heal inner parts of people and different blocks that, and different, you know, doubting beliefs that people have, but we have the ability to go in and, you know, make them feel better and bring out the light in everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what a blessing, huh? I mean, what a great gift we've been given to be able to do that for other people and help to bring some more light into our world. And that's, it's just, it's so cool. It is so, so cool to bring that into the world around us. I absolutely love it. And I think that we are certainly a part of change. And we'll continue to see more and more people like us continue to bring more light into the world, and they will then put more light into the world. And you know, I think that's bringing in some powerful change and transition for us, for our society, for our planet, you know, for us as a race. And I'm really excited to kind of see where that goes for us in our lifetime.
And I think the evolution of humans is definitely, you know, as people and, you know, the more, you know, the more I talk to people and the more, you know, like the different groups and, you know, I reference Facebook a lot, like the different groups that I can get, you know, tapped into, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of people doing amazing things to, you know, raise up and, you know, be the light. And, you know, that's a thing, like we need to, there's two things, you know, to, you know, evolutionize your spirit, you know, and that's to contribute and to grow. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you want to grow spiritually, but you also want to contribute to society and humanity. And, you know, what can you do to, right. you know, help others?
Yeah. Kind of complete that circuit. You know, you put good into the world and good comes back to you. And to maintain that flow is perfect. Oh, that's super awesome. So now we, you know, we've talked about our law of attraction. We've talked about manifestation and healing the world and gratitude and raising people up. But you also work some with angels or, you know, have an interest in angels. Talk about that with us for just a bit.
I love working with the archangels. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many different ones. There's Archangel Raphael for healing. I love sending, you know, envisioning his emerald green light and sending that to somebody and surrounding them with that energy, because I believe, you know, there's a higher power above us that, you know, has they're here to help us, you know. Archangel Michael is my right hand man, you know. He helps yeah. me with so many things,
you know, and me both.
Finding my keys to you know, anything. Like I have him protecting my house. I have him, you know, just surrounding my vehicle when I travel. You know, I take the angels with me wherever I go, you know, and I love having, you know, the knowledge of, you know, different angels and what they can do, you know, to help me in on this journey of life.
Yeah, that's great.
Then there's angel numbers, you know, so there's, you know, if you look at the clock and you see 1111 or 222, 333, 444, you know, all of those numbers signify something. Or, you know, you could look up 5252 or 5550, you know, 555, you know, and all of those numbers, like if you see that number all the time, like I always look it up to see what it means, you know.
Absolutely. And that's your angels trying to talk to you, you know, trying to in some way signal you. One of the other things I always tell my clients when they start to see those numbers is to be aware of what they're thinking in that moment or what they're doing in that moment. And if you're seeing a, you know, 111 and 111 and 1111 and those types of numbers over and over, you need to pay attention to what it is that you're doing or thinking in that moment, because they are trying to make you aware of that. Right. And point that out, that if you're pondering getting a new job and you keep seeing these numbers, that maybe it really is time to take that new job.
Right.
You know, and kind of allow that to be another way that your angels can guide you and be with you. Do you have like a favorite resource for learning about your angels that you would share with our listeners, or like a website or anything like that, that for anyone who would be interested in learning more about this, that you would send them to?
Doreen Virtue has, you know, angel numbers, and I'm not sure if it's on her website, but I always go to Pinterest, and then I always look at Doreen Virtue, like angel numbers, because that's like my quickest resource instead of like searching through the web.
Sure.
And so I Doreen has a bunch, and those are, I like Doreen's, you know, teachings and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's numbers for that. And, you know, Pinterest is good. I love Pinterest.
People I know.
Are Pinteresting their house, and
things.
I'm Pinteresting angels and crystals and angel numbers and all of these things. So,
yes, my favorite one for angel numbers is sacredscribesangelnumbers.blogspot.com. That's kind of long, but Joanne Sacred Scribes is the author of that website, and she has some really great index for those numbers. So, you know, that one's my favorite. Doreen is who I have my certified angel card reading certificate through, was her and Radley Valentine's program. So I certainly work with them a lot too. They're both great places to go, great resources for anybody kind of wanting to learn a little bit more about that and dive into that a little bit. And of course, I'm always open for questions if anybody has any. And Allison, I'm sure you would be willing to visit with people about questions they might have too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would just remind people where they can reach you at.
Sure. Heartflow Energy Healing on Facebook.
Very good. You can message me on there. That'd be easier. That's a good spot. For me, you can find me at my website, www.purelyyouhealing.com, or on Facebook or Instagram at purelyyouhealing. And with that, we're going to just take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear all about your recent, not so recent anymore, but mostly recent trip to Hawaii, and kind of visit about that a little. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. I'm Jess, and my guest today is Allison. And if you've been listening along today, you've heard us talk about manifestation and the law of attraction and angels and raising your vibration and gratitude and all of these beautiful things that help Allison and can help all of you become a pure version of yourself and find your Purely You. Allison now is going to share with us just a little bit of her story about a retreat she went on in Hawaii and kind of the growth that came out of that and the experiences she had and why everyone should do one.
Yes. I went to Hawaii in July with my course that I did last year. So this course definitely opened up so many opportunities for me. Mm-hmm. So it is the importance of saying yes to yourself for personal growth, because that's, you know, humongous. You know, I said yes, and I got to go to Hawaii. Dream trip. I had it on my vision board. You know, this was something that I had in my heart to do sometime in my life. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to go. And so I went with, I think it was about 29 women. And we stayed at a sanctuary on the Big Island. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences. You know, it was with a bunch of light workers. And, you know, we would start every day with, we ate raw organic, you know, foods. Mm-hmm. We had a personal chef on the island, and, you know, we'd start each day with yoga and centering ourselves and, you know, doing, grounding, you know, and getting ourselves grounded for the day, or like the meditations or, you know, experiences that we would have. And so on the island, you know, we got to have, you know, personal growth. We got to do Ho'oponopono, which is the Hawaiian method of forgiveness. You know, so there was a lot of different things that we did. And we would go to different beaches. We would go hiking. We would go, you know, and I found that, like, the destinations, you know, everywhere we went, you know, there was a place we went to, Waikiki Valley, and that was my favorite place, I think, on the whole island, where the way we went down, and we were in vans and they were windy, curvy, like nosedive roads to get to this most beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And the Hawaiian islands are so sacred. You know, there's so many sacred grounds and, you know, belief systems. And, you know, this place that we went to, there was sacred burial grounds and stuff like that. But the lesson behind everything we did in Hawaii is you have to go through, you know, like rough terrain and, you know, step outside your comfort zone to get to somewhere beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like that was like one of the big, you know, aha moments, you know, of being there was like the traveling through, you know, different areas. And, you know, the end result was absolutely beautiful and stunning and having the best experiences ever, you know. And we did different healings where, you know, we did, we had Mira Kelly there. She worked with Wayne Dyer and did Wayne Dyer's past life regressions. So we had a couple days of past life regressions. Nice. She did a tapping, you know, tapping on your body, like
EMT.
EMT. Yes. If we felt like stress around a subject and it was a 5, by the time we were done, it was at a 2 or a 1, you know, so there's different, you know, the method of that. And, you know, just being around a bunch of women who are beautiful inside and just to have that experience was like today, like one of my favorite, well, one of my best experiences of my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so great. And just a great testament to, like you said, saying yes to yourself.
Yes.
Right. And you say yes, and you say yes, and you say yes. And then bam, here's these fantastic experiences that alter the course of your life forever, but also impact you in such a beautiful way that you're never the same. And how cool is that? You know, that's an awe-inspiring thing. So I have to just ask, because we're all human, right?
Yes.
So you go to this island and you have somebody cooking for you this raw organic food, and you start every morning with yoga, and you're on these beautiful destination trips, and you're doing all of these things that are all about self-growth and improving you and reflection and, you know, healing. And then you come back home. What is that adjustment like for you?
The adjustment normally before, like when I would go, I would say, you know, even when I went to like Texas before, like it always had, I'd go somewhere and it'd be like, I need to live in a big city. I need to do this. I need to do this. And then I come back and I like wasn't a fan of my reality. I was like, ugh. But I've gotten, you know, I go somewhere and I'm like, okay, I'm going to enjoy the beautiful experience. But when I come back, my reality is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my house. This is my job. This is where I live. You know, so once I have that in my mind, the coming back from that retreat was that, you know, I stood taller. I felt better and I glowed, you know, so coming back, I knew I was coming back to my reality, but I had all of these beautiful experiences within me that I'll be able to take for, you know, with me for the rest of my life.
Right.
So the adjustment period coming back this time and as I've grown isn't as hard, you know.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Great. And do you feel like when you come home, you're able to maintain the practices that you work on there? Or is it hard for you to hold on to that light, you know, that vibration? I mean, we're thinking about people who haven't done this type of work or this type of growth, and they say, well, yeah, it's so great for you. You live every day with yoga, or you start every day with gratitude, but I have 4 kids. I have to get ready for school in the morning. You know, do you find that even though you're on this journey, that sometimes it's hard to continue to live that life and to continue to maintain your vibration?
For me personally, no, it's not hard. You know, I make a point to do these things for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I never did before. I never, you know, did things to grow, or I always was, you know, trying to like live for other people and not live for myself.
Yes.
And so I found the importance, you know, I say self-love so much. Like, it's so important to love who you are and do those things.
Right. And it sounds cliche, right? I mean, that's something that I think every teenage girl has heard. You have to love yourself before anyone else will love you. But it's so true. It is so, so true. And you know how important it is to learn to be complete as an individual and whole on your own without needing somebody else to fill the gaps for you or to, you know, show you how to live or what happy is, right? You can find all of that from within and in your own self. And
right.
So that's just super important, super, super important for our people. So I think that's really great. So now, Allison, let's talk about kind of, you know, a part of my goal on this podcast is always to help people see what their wellness team should look like, right? Because we know that there needs to be a good balance between Western and Eastern medicine. So what kind of practitioners do you keep in your life routinely?
What kind of
practitioners do you keep in your life routinely? Like your normal, your doctors or your massage or chiropractic care, like those kinds of things.
Okay. Within my job, I'm on my feet all day and I do go to the chiropractor. I get acupuncture done. I have a regular, family medicine doctor. If, I have a cold that I can't kick by myself, but I try to, use essential oils or, eat good foods to try to stay healthy, but sometimes there's allergies and stuff you can't control.
Right. Right.
So the good East versus West, the Western medicine, I do go to the doctor. I do go and do those things, but I also try to heal myself, right. And self-thought and meditation and, doing things like that.
And working with prevention.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. I just always like to hear everyone's different version of their team, their wellness team, because they all look so different for each of us. And that is the definition of purely you. So that's awesome. So, Allison, if you could share kind of one closing thought or one thing with our listeners, what would it be?
I'm going to go with vibration. So you want to, what you put out, you attract. So like attracts like, and it's so important to, feel where you are inside, if you're sad and recognize why you feel sad and, what you need to do to get out of that sadness, because it's not always peaches and cream,
Right, right.
I vibrate high, 80, 90, 95% of the time, but there's times where, there's certain things that you can't get out of, but you have to, go inside and recognize what that is and, do the things that make you happy, eat a bowl of ice cream,
yes.
Take a nap.
Oh yes.
Watch a movie, cuddle with your dogs on the couch. Go for a walk.
Right.
My mom, she would be like, why don't you go touch a tree or go hug a tree? I'm like, Mom, I don't hug trees, but I can touch a tree,
but
and the tree will ground
nature.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Connect to nature and, so Perfect. Do what makes you happy. That's going to, that's healthy, something that's good for you that right. will raise your vibration and make mm-hmm. you feel good.
That's perfect. I love that. So one last time, where can everybody find you at?
Heartflow Energy Healing.
Energy Healing. That's beautiful. And that's your practice yourself. And Allison, I'm so glad that you're here with us today. Thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you for taking me with you.
Yeah. For all of our listeners today, please know that you can receive $5 off of any of my services by going to bit.do/purelyyouradio. And if you want to contact me, you can find me on my website at www.purelyyouhealing.com. or on Facebook or Instagram at Purely You Healing. And as our time ends for today, I thank you all for allowing me and Allison to be a part of your journey. And we ask that you always let the guidance of God, the wisdom of Mother Nature, and the determination of the universe to lead you to live every day as Purely You.
Thank you for listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. For more information or to listen to this show, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.